This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1701. How This One List Can Empower You to Be the Mom You Are, by Shauna Scaife of simpleonpurpose.ca. Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to ORD for our Parenting Leg of the Week. My name is Greg Audino. I'm your host and narrator. Hope you're all having a terrific week so far and that you're ready to sharpen your skills as parents. Though what I like about today's post is that it's not so much about a set of rules or guidelines. As always with Shauna Scaife, she's got some very lighthearted, yet very helpful words of wisdom for us today. So let's listen to what she has to say, start this article now, and optimize your life. How This One List Can Empower You to Be the Mom You Are, by Shauna Scaife of simpleonpurpose.ca. I used to hide all my frustrations, pretend I didn't have them. I used to just float about life with the good girl syndrome and a smile on my face, keeping under the radar, doing just enough of the right stuff so I wouldn't have to do any more or any less. I was on autopilot. Then I became a mom, and I had to simultaneously do more and do less of everything. I had to confront my frustrations, especially the anger I had buried that motherhood has been more of a struggle than I ever imagined. The relentlessness wears me down. I thought I would be better at this. But I'm learning that better is really just the sum of everyone else's best qualities. It isn't attainable. I'm learning that my imperfections and my mistakes help me to love better, as do my strengths, my talents, and my natural affinity to make delicious breakfasty foods. I had been feeling so much pressure to have tremendous intention behind my mothering, to make the memories I want them to have, to be a certain type of mom who does certain types of things all the time. But I was letting my sights dart out into the world without seeing the scene playing out in my backyard. I've said before that I feel like I have to mother on purpose, that I have to make myself stop, slow down, and just indulge. That I have to make myself do certain activities and tasks that I am not so interested in or comfortable with. Cough road trips, cough picnics. I think this is a great thing to do, to identify some real intentions and be purposeful about doing them. But I also need to respect that God has already made me a mother on purpose. Just as my grandma always says, they're just on loan to us, and God makes no mistakes about who He loans His children out to. I'm doing things every single day that are scribbling little notes on the pages of their hearts. I was made to be me on purpose. I am the mother they were meant to have. So I made a list, because lists have a magic power to pull more and more out of your brain that you didn't know was there. They seem nerdy, but I'm fairly certain that they are part of the path to enlightenment. So, lists. I made one called The Mother My Kids Will Remember. I wrote down all the memories my kids will have of me being their mom, from the not-so-good to the not-so-bad, from the morning waffles to covering them with blankets every time I see them laying on the couch, like it might magically make them nap, it does not, from me shuffling around in a housecoat complaining about kitchen counter space, to my gardening skills being limited to invasive squash plants and nurturing a weed that I thought was a goji berry bush. It was not. This list is becoming a snapshot of everything that makes me uniquely their mom. Sure, I will always have that list of things I want to do with my kids. I still have things I want to try, intentions I've set, and ways I want to grow as a mom. But seeing everything out on paper, has made me feel empowered in the ways that I do make their little lives tragically awesome. Like forcing them to listen to me ramble about bird identification. Or breaking out into song when they won't stop asking me the same question over and over. Or how I fumble through trying to discipline each one of them. Or building Legos with them. But pretty much the same box house that they find kind of boring compared to their dad's castle. This list has helped me to feel I don't need to apologize, or do more, or even do less. I can worry less about mothering on purpose, and just be the mom I was made on purpose. And know that my kids will grow up a bit on the weird side, but, I mean, we might all ask questions if they didn't. So I encourage you to do the same. Write a list of all the things your kids will remember about you being their mom. Don't look around on social media and see what other moms are up to. Look right in your own home, because I'm fairly certain your list is kind of awesome, and that the more you pour into that, the more awesome motherhood can be. You just listened to the post titled, How This One List Can Empower You to Be the Mom You Are, by Shauna Scaife of simpleonpurpose.ca. Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And most importantly, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And as for me, I love Quince's versatility too. They have great home items as well as clothes, and I've been really happy with the bedding that I bought from them. When you look at it and you feel the material, you can tell easily that it's of high quality. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ORD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ORD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ORD.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, and thanks so much to Shauna for this post. Definitely a sweet one, and one that reflects good between-the-cracks parenting and between-the-cracks self-care, and is less on the nose than some of the other articles we tend to read. I'm a big fan of lists like this personally, and I encourage you to try making such lists, not only as a parent, but in other areas of life. Areas of life that you either put a lot of pressure on, like Shauna is saying with her parenting, or just want to do well in and remember. I have these, well, I call them reverse bucket lists, both for myself and one for my girlfriend and I. We share one. So basically, they're lists of things that we've already done, things that we are proud of accomplishing, places that we've gone to, etc. It's the same idea. It's a beautiful way to look back and enjoy how far you've come and focus on how great the ride has been, as opposed to obsessing about what's next or what you haven't done. Really something to consider. It's brought me a lot of joy, and you can start right now. Chances are you already have a long list of good times that have gone unaccounted for. So, get to it, everyone, as it is time to finish up here. A really nice post from Shauna, like I said, and I hope it's left you with some inspiration. Have a great rest of your day, and be sure to come back for another parenting post tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.